St. Germain's Prayer of Protection. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect, infinite moment of now. I hope that you have settled yourself into a comfortable seated position in your beautiful sacred space filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment forward. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity all around you, and breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame inside your pillar of light for added protection. Now let us call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. He offers it to you. Feel how it fits perfectly in your hand. Now bring it to your heart chakra and set your intention. Now raise it up and swing it around your head and then down around your entire body and twice under your feet. Feel how you have cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. This includes any discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. And now we lovingly release them into the golden white light of Source. See how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom that you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending. Reaching high into the heavens and connects you with the central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invincible, invisible, invulnerable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done, it is complete, and it is manifested in God's most holy name. I am that I am, and so be it.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing, take several deep breaths. Just focus on relaxing and letting go. As you breathe in the light and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind, let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. As you take another deep breath, breathing in the light, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers, those wheels of force, and focus on the alignment of the chakras, all the 9 chakras that have become reactivated in all of us. And as you start from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet and move all the way up through to the Soul Star chakra just above your head, focus on the colors of each chakra and the intensity of those colors, and how as you raise the intensity of those colors, you also raise the vibration, the vibrational frequency within each one of those chakras. So starting from the bottom, from the Earth Star chakra, deep earth brown color, perhaps with red specks or gold specks in it. And notice how if you have the red specks or the gold specks in it, you can intensify each of those within that brown color and raise the vibration in that Earth Star chakra. And feel the resulting vibration within you as you begin to move up now from the Earth Star chakra to the root chakra at the base of the spine, red, bright, brilliant, ruby red. Moving up, the next one, orange. The next in the solar plexus area, where much of the collective consciousness of the planet is associated with this solar plexus chakra. See that as a brilliant, bright yellow as the sun, bright sun shining there. Moving up to the heart center, deep blue-green, the healing center. Just above the heart center, the high heart, magenta. To the throat area, the seat of the will, sky blue. The third eye center in the middle of the forehead, the seat for intuition and seeing beyond the beyond, seeing beyond the physical, purple or indigo. In the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, brilliant pure white. Now, if you take all of the colors of all of the chakras raised to their highest intensity, and thereby also raising the vibration within your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body, and that bringing all those high intensity colors together brings to a pure, brilliant white. White as the soul star chakra. So feel everything, all of you, your conscious knowing self, moving into that soul star chakra, which is now combining all of the other chakras within you. And you now in this body of light. This is your body of light. And in this body of light, we've called it a Merkaba or a Merkaba in the past as well. But now it is within your soul star chakra. Just feel yourself in that soul star chakra as a sphere of light beginning to rise up, you and your conscious knowing self inside that soul star chakra. It's a vehicle of travel now. And feel yourself moving up, 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 into the clouds, beyond the clouds, moving up through the sky till you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And you become aware now of all of the millions of ships that are out here, as well as the planets of the solar system. And with your third eye wide open now, you can also look out in through the entire galaxy and see all of the various solar systems within the galaxy and even beyond this galaxy to galaxy after galaxy after galaxy, billions of galaxies and billions of central stars within those galaxies. all the way to the central sun of the universe, the great source of all being, of all beings within this universe, all life within this universe, and connecting to that great central sun. Feel the connection, feel the oneness with it. And at the same time, feel the connection with the earth, with Gaia herself, as you feel yourself right in the middle of the central sun of the universe and the Gaia herself, the earth. You are that connecting point. You are that anchor point to bring the light from the central sun of the universe down through to the earth, bringing the light of the Christ consciousness down. Feel yourself as a magnifying glass, bringing the light down and shooting it down through you as the magnifying glass down to the earth, connecting with the great crystalline grid or the Christ consciousness grid around the planet. Up until recently, it was Yeshua was the one that was this magnifying glass. He was the one that was anchoring this light. But now all of the light workers across the planet have taken this task on and magnifying this energy coming from the great central sun of the universe to the earth. Feel yourself as that magnifying glass or as that anchor point. And you have been anchoring that light right there within your high heart center that has become activated. And once that light moves through your high heart center in your etheric body, it moves through your etheric body, your astral body, your physical body, and out to all of the rest of the bodies throughout the planet, both human, animal, plant, whatever it is. You are that anchor point, or again, that magnifying glass. Now see the light that is being magnified to the Christ consciousness grid. See it connecting throughout the entire grid, all around the planet. And that light moving down to the surface of the planet. The light moving to the surface of the planet and connecting with the light coming up from below the planet, from inner Earth. All coming together in, at the surface, compressing whatever darkness, whatever shadows are still there that are hiding from the light. See them all being compressed, compressed and compressed and compressed until there is nothing but light, nothing but love, nothing but truth, nothing but the oneness, the connection of everyone here on the planet, and again, all of life here on the planet. Feel it all coming together as one. And the violet flame within each and every one of you, burning brightly now. Feel it burning brightly within your etheric, your astral, and your physical body, and all connecting this violet flame through all of the light working community and throughout the planet, and the violet flame purging out all of the iniquities, all of the old programming, the fear programming, all that has been going on for thousands and thousands of years here, but is now being replaced by the light. Now being burned away by this violet flame, a violet flame that purges out everything that is no longer needed or wanted, the illusion that is burning away. See this illusion burning away. See the third dimensional expression just simply melting away as it burns from the violet flame. And as this happens, all of the programming burns with it. All of it is purged out to be replaced by the light, by the truth, by the oneness, by the connectiveness of all. And again, you are that anchor point, that point of light all of you are points of light throughout the planet. And from those, from their galactic ships, from their galactic vantage points, can monitor all of these lights burning brightly everywhere, and more lights flickering on everywhere. That is how we know how this transition is moving through the ascension process. We can see the lights flickering on everywhere and know that you are the catalyst for the awakening of mankind. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back down into your light body, coming back down through the top of your head, your conscious knowing self now moving back into your body, and everything coming back into balance within you. And the light that is you is now fully within your body. Feel your body is completely filled with light, and light shooting out in all directions from your body. If one were to look at you now with the eyes to see, they would see this light all around you right now in this moment. For you are the light of the world and to the world. I am the light of the world. Now come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, in this time as the illusion, as you have been speaking of, the illusion that is fast fading away more and more, because you, those of you, the light working community, the light warriors, you are the ones that are creating this fading of this illusion, because you are the creators of the illusion as well. All of you have created this system, and all of you are now also bringing down this system as the system busters. And this system is being busted wide open, because freedom, your sovereign freedom, is coming back to all of mankind. All that are ready for this, will all be ready for it? Likely not. But those of you that have been preparing and working for this exact time in history are now on the verge of bringing through the great changeover. The great changeover that has been spoken of as the event, the solar flash, all of that is in momentum now, is gaining momentum. And is because of the creative ability of all of you, the God source within every one of you, that are bringing about these great changes that are happening right now. Many are still happening behind the scenes, but as you have heard many times, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, you are aware of what is beyond the illusion. You are aware of the reality that you are creating, and you are creating this reality. It is yours. And just as you created the reality of the third dimension, you are creating now the reality in the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension, and even higher than that as you continue to move forward. For you are the creator within you. You are the source that is the creator. So allow yourselves now to continue to move forward through this transition. And know that it is simply a transition from one level of consciousness to another level of consciousness, from one reality to a new reality. And as you have heard many times, nothing at this point can stop it. It has gained a momentum all of its own. And no matter what the forces of darkness continue to do, as they continue to run their same programs, their same plan over and over and over, Those of you, the light workers and light warriors, know this plan. And as they attempt to bring their plans forward, you are many steps ahead of them. You, again, being the collective consciousness of this planet, you are many steps ahead of them. And true, there are those that are not a part of this or are not aware of this, awakened as you are, but that is also changing as lights are coming on everywhere within so many more individuals throughout the planet. And again, will they all awaken? No, likely again not. But enough are to bring the huge changeover that is coming and is a part of this expression, even now as I speak to all of you. So continue to trust. Continue to trust in the plan, yes, but even more important than that, trust in yourselves. Trust in yourselves to be the one that you came here to be. And you are the one, as you have heard so many times from the one who serves, be the one. You are that one. And you are working together to be the one, to be the great source of all of life here on this planet, this solar system, this galaxy, and beyond galaxies. Let yourselves be, as your song goes, let it be. Let it be whatever it is. And know that as everything that is occurring all around you is not affecting you within inside yourself unless you let it do that. For there is no such thing as fear. Even though those of the forces of darkness continue to spread that idea of fear, you, those of you, have moved beyond that, and you realize that fear is just an expression that holds you down as they have attempted to hold you back. But you are their biggest fear, that you would awaken yourselves and awaken everyone else around you. So continue to move through this transition, my friends. Continue to move through it. Continue to move through this ascension process. And most importantly, as you move through it, believe in yourselves. Believe in yourselves that, again, you are the one. Peace and love be with all of you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And perhaps we have Shoshana, as we do not know yet, but we will see as we'll see it as we see it here. So we do not have a direct message for you at this time, but if you have questions, we can entertain your questions. But before we do, we just want to say one thing. We just want to say Happy New Year to all of you. Because this is a wonderful new year that you are moving into here. It is not so much going to be wonderful for everyone, but it is wonderful for those of you that do have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, and to know that you are coming to the truth more and more and more, the truth of your own making. So it is true that those of you are the ones that are creating your own truth. How your truth goes within you is how your reality expresses outside of yourself and within yourself. So know that as you move throughout this year and witness many events that are going to happen, many different announcements that are yet still coming forth, and many things that are going to turn this world upside down in many respects, because the illusion that you have known for so long is definitely going away. As in your Wizard of Oz, Kansas is going bye-bye. Kansas, of course, is your third dimensional expression.
It is changing, and it is changing rapidly, and you are the ones to not only witness this change as it happens, but you are the ones that are bringing it forth. Okay? We said no message, but we had small message here. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you give us a little bit of a hint maybe on timing as far as we've been waiting for like an announcement and stuff for a long time now. And I was wondering if we're getting close to that.
It depends on what particular announcement you are speaking of. If you are speaking of a earth-shattering announcement, then perhaps not. But if you are expecting a series of various announcements that are going to bring about great change, then you are right on the cusp of that, of the beginnings of that here is what is coming. The momentum is gathering here. The momentum of the storm, we will say here. And you all know who said that they were the storm. So that momentum is gathering quite rapidly here. So you will begin to have a series of announcements that are coming forth, announcements that will be bringing great truth to the population, even to the population that are as yet asleep, because some of these announcements will jar their system to the point where they will almost have to awaken, at least to some point. And then they are the ones that will begin to turn to you, those of you that have been the awakened ones, they will turn to you and ask you for more information. That is what is planned here. So we see how it all plays out. But there is no time frame that can be given here at this point, because it is a changing system as it and a changing plan as it continues to move forward here. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Are there any other questions here?
Well, I guess I'll ask a question about the election in Arizona where Katie Hobbs took governorship. I wonder if that is settled and over, or if there's some fireworks and amazing things coming to reverse that stolen election.
Do you remember when we used the terminology in your New Year's Eve call and we said the changing of the guard is coming?
Yes.
That is just simply a hint here as we move forward. Okay?
I pray. I hope so.
Yes. Are there any other further questions here?
I have one. I just had a simple question of, will Donald Trump become Speaker of the House?
First of all, we are not at liberty to say exactly how things are going to play out, but we can only say they are playing out. And they are playing out to the point where the illusion, as you have been speaking of and we have been speaking of for some time, is falling here, is fading fast. So that part of the illusion that you have been looking at as far as the government here in this country is part of the changing of the guard that we are speaking of here. Okay?
I guess so.
Are there any other further questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelei. There's been some information on the internet and whatnot about the role of the Supreme Court, that they are going to step up to the plate on some of this. And I was wondering if that is truly a viable option, that we will have some Supreme Court action here.
We would say here for you to be patient. Be patient and just simply wait for the results that are coming forward here, in whatever fashion they are brought forward. We cannot say much more of this, though, because we do not want to spoil the surprise, but also we are forbidden to share about events that are coming before they are actually here. Okay? We can only give hints here and there.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Anything further here before we release John? Very good. Then we are done for the time, and we, as
always here. We appreciate the opportunity to be able to bring these messages through to you, to bring this understanding, this guidance that we are allowed to bring forward. And know that as we bring this guidance forward to you, that you are taking this within yourself, and at some point, you will be bringing that guidance out to others as well. Moving into our place, you might say. That is all. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.